Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Quackle, your host of Women in Business Radio. This morning, we are looking at the topic, the significance of spirituality in living a life of abundance. And to share the platform with me is my guest, Annalise Salis. And Annalise will be joining me soon, and we will be looking at the topic. And Annalise is the CEO of Tech Talk, a company that provides services to women entrepreneurs, and particularly focusing on technical support. And she's also a hypo, and she will be joining us this morning to speak on the topic. So, as you know, many of you realize and know that this year, for the year to 2016, my focus is on looking at the, you know, looking at the theme of abundance. And how do we, as individuals, attain abundant living? And the importance of several things that we need to aspire to, or to reach, I would say, to a point of actualization before we attain a life of abundance. And one of the important ingredients for me is the importance of having spirituality in our life and the role that that plays to attain a life of abundance. Now, having said that, my guest is on, and she's here, and I'm going to bring her on to the show. Hi, Annalise. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Cottle. How are you today?
I'm fine, darling. I am enjoying the weather. I am enjoying life. I'm trying to enjoy my abundant living. So I'm enjoying it, I must say, to the fullest, you know? And so
yes.
I'm glad that you're here, and it's an interesting topic. I think it's a very great topic, and I'm really looking forward to your expertise and you sharing your lived experience also. So, Annalise, can you introduce yourself to my audience? Can you share a little bit about who you are, what you do? And then we'll launch into the questions that I have developed to, you know, to pursue this topic.
First of all, Dr. Cottle, can you hear me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First of all, thank you for inviting me to be a guest today. I really appreciate the opportunity to spend some more time with you and all of the women who are doing what we need to do to be successful in our businesses, whatever they may be. So thank you for the chance to call in and speak with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do appreciate that, and welcome.
And I will just say that I have a lot of years as a life coach. I have a lot of years as a creative person and as a business person. And what I really enjoy about what I'm doing now with Tech Talk Cafe is I'm able to provide the behind-the-scenes support for many small businesses who need to have help with their marketing bits and their websites and their landing pages and getting their message out to a greater audience. So I enjoy the technology, and I love working with people to discover what it is that they want to share. So that's what I do. And in addition to that, I've been on a lifelong spiritual journey, and I bring that into my work, and I actually have a program for women entrepreneurs that gets them to bring, invites them to bring, and helps them to bring their sense of spirituality into their businesses, so their businesses are aligned, and that's
okay.
Kind of what I do.
Well, it's nice to have you on, Annalise. I mean, you bring your professional experience and your lived experience to this interview, this discussion this morning. And I appreciate that. And I think what is going to come out of it, I think, will be very beneficial to our audience. So having said that, and you haven't made your introduction, I would like to proceed one time with the discussion. And one of the questions that I have is, what does abundant living mean to you? And how is that achieved?
That's a wonderful question. I think that it's important for us to really hone in on what abundant living means, because it's different for everyone. Abundant living for me has meant that I'm fully plugged in to my life and to the gifts and challenges that I have, which have both been abundant, and that I that I'm able to appreciate all of the abundance that is absolutely around us all the time. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we're focusing on one form of abundance over another. Sometimes we're looking for the abundance of having a loving mate. Sometimes we're looking for the abundance of making money. Sometimes we're looking for the abundance of self-development. I think all of those things exist as a whole cloth. So that's what abundant living means to me, that I am wearing that whole cloth as I walk through life.
Yeah. I like that response. And the other question that I have, I know you have identified some of the things that one needs to be able to achieve it, or in terms of being able to see it in terms of our self-development. And what else can a person do to be able to discern that they are living a life of abundance? And even to how do they work towards achieving a life of abundance? So can you elaborate a little more with that?
Yeah. What's happened for me is I have for a long time done a gratitude practice. So that each morning I make a short list of what I'm grateful for that morning and that day. And then that's how I go into that day. And then I get very specific. I believe that we can be wearing the whole cloth, but we need to have a conversation with our spirits and with the universe. What do we need that day? What is my what's my to-do list and to-be list for that day? So I think this is really key to achieving. We have to take the small baby steps. And it's a good thing to bring structure to those small baby steps and to ask for clarity from our friends and our mentors. How can you help me be more clear about what my strategy is this month or this week? How can I develop the discipline to remove all distractions and focus on what will move me forward, and feel a sense of gratitude about that and a sense of trust? So I hope that helps. That's how I do it.
I think that's great, the things that you do, the things that you identify. And I think that they are all things that anyone can practice in order to attain the level of spirituality that they need to have in order to achieve a life of abundance. And the other question that I have is, which aspect of our life that we have to change to achieve that quest, to achieve that position, to achieve, you know, the level of spirituality that one needs to reach in order to arrive at a place of abundance?
What aspects
of our lives do we have to change?
For me, creativity. Supporting our creativity in whatever way that feels really happy and playful for us. I think that spirituality and creativity and play are very, very connected. So some people have their spirituality aligned with a religion, and that's fine. If that's what makes you feel happy and connected, then proceed in that direction. Some of us feel our spirituality, like I said, when we're being creative, and that can take so many different forms, you know, from being in your garden to cooking to drawing to writing a book to writing a blog post to doing a presentation in front of other people who you want to share what your what you know, what your life and spirit have given you to share. So I'm someone who meditates, and I also do visualization, and I do a combination of meditation. Sometimes I will sit quietly and listen to music and just follow my breath. But I've also for years done a form of meditation that's called Vipassana, where I very often will just go for a walk and notice and hear everything around me to bring my attention to a fine level of being just mindfully awake and aware. And I think that is a wonderful way to connect to one's inner spark of spirituality.
Well, thank you very much, Anais, for that very comprehensive, I think, you know, way of looking at and achieving the level of spirituality. You have identified several, I think, very good ways that people can do, things that they can do in order to reach that point. And so the next question that I have is, having said that, does it mean the same for everyone? Is the journey the same? Or what do you want to say on that?
Just a minute. I'm going to ask you to repeat that because some of that was a little bit fuzzy in terms of how I heard that. Could you want to run that by me again so maybe I can hear better?
The question that I have is the journey the same for everyone, or is the journey different for each person?
Oh, I think it's different. I think there are some elements of commonality, but I think that, the way the journey expresses itself is unique to every human being. I think love is an important part, and I think that's common for everyone. I think everyone on the journey to abundance feels a connection to love that can be a combination of self-love and love for others and love for our planet. I think that's common. I think that's one of the common things. But other than that, I think it's unique.
It's unique. I agree it's unique. And I like how you mentioned, you know, the importance of self-love and loving others and loving the environment and the universe. And to me, those are important ingredients to attaining, I think, that point and place in life. And the same goes to self-worth and confidence and self-confidence, self-worth. And how does that, those two terms, self-love, self-worth, self-confidence, high self-esteem, how does that relate to the acquisition of spirituality? So that we can gain that level of abundant living.
You know, this is very important, Dr. Cottle, because when we have self-confidence, when we have self-worth, because we are actively practicing self-love, we see opportunities. We recognize opportunities. And we have the playful, eager response of a child. I want to do that. Oh, I want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes very much from a place of self-confidence and self-worth. And and so we all have to find our way to get there. And we need, many of us really need the validation from our peers and mentors to reflect back to us. You know what I'm saying? That we get validated.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your response to that question. And I think I want to take a time to say hi to my audience. Hi, how are you guys out there? I hope you're enjoying my show so far. If you have any questions, you can call us and you can, you know, after you can share your point of view. And the number to call in is 917-889-8229. Please do. Please call us. So thank you, Annalise. And again, I have another question. And many of us are often stuck by, you know, experiences that we have in our life. And so the question that I have is, sometimes we are bounded by social norms, values, beliefs that prevents us from gaining and attaining the necessary grit that we need to get in there. But what do you say to those persons who allow, I would say, limiting beliefs to hold them back from aspiring and reaching that place in life where they can live a life of abundance?
That's a critical question, because the limiting beliefs, those are our responsibility to clear, and no one else can do that for us. So I think that's the hardest work that there is. Identifying those limiting beliefs. For instance, women, many women around the world, just the idea of being a woman in business comes with a set of limiting beliefs. And we have to find within us the power to say, no, thank you. No, thank you. You want me to have this limiting belief in my life. You want me to live from this place of this limiting belief. And I recognize that, and I say no, thank you. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very strong. And it's the strength to say no. And it's the strength to say, no, thank you, I'm not going to, I call that drinking the Kool-Aid. When someone wants to hand us a limiting belief. And, you know, someone can hand you a cup of poison, you don't have to drink it, right?
No, you don't, yeah.
No. Yeah. So I think, whatever the social norms may be, whatever the values and the beliefs, first we have to see them. We can't be bigger than them. We have to grow ourselves to be bigger in consciousness than the limiting belief so that we can say no, right? Because when the limiting belief comes and we react to it, it's because we feel energetically smaller. The belief is bigger than who we are. But as we do the work and we question and we say, wait a minute, what's that all about? I need to inquire about that. Then we grow in consciousness. We're asking really important questions. We get bigger than the limiting belief, and then we can say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
That I think helps.
Okay. Well, thank you for your deep response on that question. And I hope my audience listening will, it resonates to them. And because for many of us, limited beliefs are what often prevents us from moving forward and, prevents us from achieving some of the things that we want to for ourselves. And so the next question that I have, Annalise, is how important is our relationship with others? How important is that to the process, in terms of attaining and achieving spirituality and striving towards a life of abundance?
I think it's our relationships matter a great deal, and I think we have to be discerning about the relationships that we have. And we need to grow up and mature into the place where we can see relationships that are loving and supportive, and in which we are also loving and supportive. And like everything else, we have to be able to say no thank you to a relationship that isn't growing us. Now, many challenging relationships will grow us, and we recognize those relationships. And even when they're difficult, we value them. So I don't want to say if someone gives you a hard time, you automatically disconnect. I think we recognize in our hearts when a relationship is challenging us to be the best that we can be. So they're just as important as the relationships where we're always getting patted on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another very important relationship, again, has to do with where our conscious minds allow us to see where we are in relationship to our own egos. Because if we don't, you know, if we don't, the ego can so get in the way. I mean, it really wants to be first, and it really needs to be last. It needs to be the last thing that we're checking in with. We need to check in with our hearts first, our intuition, our good mental capacity to analyze and understand facts and be educated. And the ego is last. The ego is the last thing, because that's all about the self. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It serves a good purpose. But I think those relationships matter. And, you know, if I can go back to the limiting beliefs for a minute, I think the ego actually plays a part in keeping limiting beliefs alive. Because, if we are not in a clear relationship with the ego, rather than have us experiencing reality, will say, oh, well, you know, it's better not to try this. It's better not to do this because you might fail.
And
if you fail, we're going to look bad and people will have, you know, all kinds of things to say about us. Well, that's an enormous limiting belief because, you know, we never fail. We only learn. And the learning can be, you know, can be fast or slow. It can be easy or hard. But we never fail. We really only learn. And when the ego comes in and wants to taunt us and say, you know, you're not good enough, you shouldn't try, you're not, you know, I think that's really important to recognize that relationship and that relationship to a limiting belief.
Okay, then. Thank you, Anaïsa, for that very thorough and in-depth. And, I love your explanation there. And I just hope my audience listening in, listen and understand and benefit from it. So basically, again, my time is almost there, and I have one more question that I think we can cover. And the question is not just a question. I'm asking you, you know, what else do you want to share with my audience, women entrepreneurs and women in general, and what else do you want to share with them regarding the topic today?
Oh, I think we are so blessed. I think we are surrounded by abundance, and we sometimes just don't recognize it, and it takes time to see that. But have trust. You wake up every day. Every day the sun is in the sky. The water is falling when rain when we need it. The plants are growing. Our lungs are working. Our heart is beating. This is abundance. We have billions of cells in our body that let us move through the world in empowered ways and relate to other people. And we get to create the lives. We get to co-create the lives that we have an imagination to strive for. So I would say, really, imagination is huge. And make sure your imagination is clear and positive, and it's moving towards something pleasurable and beautiful rather than away from something negative and frightening. So I think these things are really not so hard to achieve, but we have to be willing to do the work, you know? I mean, I would say that's how it's worked for me, and there have been many times when I have needed to learn something more about myself that was keeping me away from feeling I was in the flow of abundance. And I've had those challenges, and I've had to really take the time to work through them and then ask in gratitude for life and all my relationships to help me move forward.
Well, thank you very much, Anais. I love the contribution that you have made here today regarding the topic of the significance of spirituality in a life, in living a life of abundance. And I want to say to my audience, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you take from it the many lessons that is intended to be delivered, and I hope that you can integrate it into your own life. I want to say enjoy the day today and enjoy the rest of the week. And again, Anais, I want to say thank you for sharing, thank you for coming onto my show, and thank you for sharing your heartfelt spiritual experience. And we'd love to have you all again. And so, again, thank you.
Dr. Kato, I thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I think these are really good questions. And I know your audience will benefit just by thinking about them, right? So I want to thank you for bringing me on and giving me the opportunity to respond. They're also fruitful questions for me. And they're questions I will share with others.
Thank you. Well, thank you again, and have a great day and enjoy your week. And we will we'll do another Skype or a telephone call. Okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, hello. Again, audience, I'd like to invite you to my telesummit, my international Women's Day Telesummit that starts from tomorrow, and it ends on the following week, Tuesday. And we start at 2 o'clock, not the normal 11 a.m. We start at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And again, we will be exploring the topic of abundance again, and we are looking at it from a diverse perspective. We also have a panel of guests, women, who will be talking about the issue on the topic of abundance. And I ask you to join us then and to listen in to the Tele Summit. I call it the Radio Marathon. And really, again, we'll be looking at the importance of the life of abundance and how living a life of abundance, what it entails. And so join me tomorrow. And I want to again say, have a great day. And we'll see. Okay, so bye-bye. Love you guys.